Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, The Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio.
We'll do it live.
The iHeartRadio app. Or SiriusXM Channel 83, however you may be listening. Obviously, a lot of football talk to get into, both college and pro. And to do so with me is my partner, Rob Parker, welcoming him in now. Rob, what up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I'm great, man. I'm great. Looking forward to a great show and a great week. And yes, all is well. All is well in my world. Yours?
Same here. Busy, but yep. Good, as you could imagine. But all good.
Good, good, good. All right. Well, let's introduce the Odd Couple crew and get this party started. On the ones and twos, in for DJ Alex Tyshirt is USC Chris. We haven't seen USC Chris in a while.
No, he's been working hard, though. He's working hard.
Yeah. So it's good to have him on the ones and twos. The super producer, Rob G, is in full effect. Steve DeSager on the updates. And our man Sagar Patel is on the social media in for Elijah Sebunya. All right, Rob, the big game tonight. We obviously had games this weekend in the NFL. The big game tonight, though, is the college football playoff between Michigan and Washington. Starting in about a half an hour, number one, Michigan. Number two, Washington. And, of course, Jim Harbaugh coaching the Wolverines, trying to get them, Rob, their first national championship, sole national championship. They shared it in 97 when it was mythical. And they won one in 48, I guess, 1948. So, first solo national championship in what would be, 75 years or something like that. So
since when?
Oh, 1948. So basically in the modern era, it would be their first, 97 again. It was mythical and they shared it. But Jim Harbaugh, of course, his name is being mentioned, for NFL jobs. He hired recently Don Yee to be the agent for him, and Don Yee, of course, had Tom Brady and some others in the NFL. So that sparked everybody to think he's definitely got his eye on the NFL, and name has been hot with the Chargers and the Raiders.
It's just funny how things go. A couple years ago when Michigan gave him a pay cut, Chris, the Lions wouldn't even interview him. You remember he went to Minnesota during the signing day? Remember that? Thinking he was getting that gig and got turned away?
Yep.
I mean, it's just, that was just a couple years ago. That wasn't a long time ago. It just it tells you how quickly things turn.
Yeah, I mean, you know, last several years, they've obviously been one of the top programs, three straight trips to the college football playoff. And it does feel like now, Rob, win or lose is the time for him to get out.
Well, there's too much going on at Michigan, Chris. It's like if Jim Harbaugh stays there, he's crazy.
So you think win or lose, he should be out?
Yeah, the writing's on the wall. Like, there's other stuff coming. I mean, that guy, whatever you want to make of it, that coach, Chris, who was on, he was on the staff. He was fired. It ain't like nothing went on. Like, you can sit there all you want and act like, if nothing went on, why did he resign, Chris? Why is he not on the coaching staff if nothing happened? Come on.
Right.
You got to be smarter than that. I hear people say that. Oh, well, no big deal. Really?
Yeah, I mean, look, it seemed like something definitely happened. I mean, you know, all the suspension he got, which was three games, he accepted it, didn't put up a fight. And, I mean, we saw the guy on sidelines. There's photos of him on the sidelines for other teams. And, you know, I think the best thing you can say, Rob, is that, look, the teams that they – If you know, we don't know about the previous few years, right? We know about this season, and early in the season, they were playing teams that weren't that good, and it doesn't make it right. But I'm just saying, this is like the best argument you could have, is that they didn't need them against those teams. And then when they got caught, they came back and actually played some really good teams and won. So they're a great team anyway, and they are one of the best two teams in the nation. Like, that's the best argument. But the argument of all nothing happened, I don't even know how you can make that argument.
I don't either, Chris. But there are people who are making it like nothing happened. And you remember probably the biggest thing was that he wanted his day in court, and then that went away. All right? How did you remember that?
Yeah,
I want due process. I want my day in court. I'm going to fight this. Blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, something happened, and they showed him some information, Chris, and then what happened? Now, okay, I'll take
– he didn't need his day
I'll take the
suspension and like it.
And like it. So that's my point, is that
– nah, I hear you on that.
Something happened, and they know something happened, and something else is coming down the pipe.
Yeah, I tend to agree. Look, I think either way, if he really wants to coach in the NFL, even if he were in the clear, I think now's the time to do it. Rob, you just said it yourself. I mean, winning the championship would actually be, you know, the pinnacle, right? A school that's been a great football program, but never actually won the championship outright, it would be huge, right? And he would look great despite all the cheating and everything that's gone on. And it would be time for him to go. So I think he should move. Even if they lose, he's still gotten them, you know, to the championship game and to the playoff the last 3 years. And they're clearly like a top five, six program in the country now. And so I think he should move on anyway if he's looking to coach in the NFL. Where do you think is the best fit? We've seen some firings. You've seen Atlanta. Washington is open. Obviously, as I mentioned, the Chargers and the Raiders. I personally, Rob, I like him with the Chargers. You know,
I think that's the best job, Chris. And I know they got some cap things and some other stuff. But when you look at the playmakers they have, Chris, the quarterback in place, that's a team that underachieved. You know, it's not like it's not like they don't have anything. You know what I mean? Like, oh, they don't have anything, and you're going there, the cupboard's bare, you'll never win there. That's not the case.
Right.
There were people saying a couple of years ago this team should be going to the Super Bowl. Like that. Like, that's the kind of talent that they have.
Most people were surprised they didn't make the playoffs. Most people had – I didn't have them in the playoffs because I just didn't think Brandon Staley would do a good job, and that was true. But most people did have them in the playoffs. And to be honest, Rob, they should be. Talent-wise, they should be a playoff team. And, you know, I think Harbaugh, that, like you said, the thing you want is the quarterback. Because if he went somewhere and never got, like, a franchise-type quarterback, we don't know if he'd have success. It's tough out there when you don't have that franchise quarterback. But if he gets one, then you're halfway there. And like you said, that's, to me, that is definitely the best job. I like that better than the Raiders, precisely for that reason. Right? They don't have a quarterback, the Raiders.
They don't have a quarterback, Chris, and you're already starting with trying to find one and how hard it is. It's just half the battle, like, for real. And you're starting with a quarterback, and we talked about it. There's still work to go, like, to do there with the Chargers as far as a quarterback position and trying to, you know, get him where he needs to be.
Yep.
Because he had too many turnovers, Chris, we talked about in the fourth quarter and all that kind of stuff. But does the guy have talent and arm strength and all this other stuff? Yeah, we've seen flashes, haven't we?
And I mean, he's been most people have had him as a top five quarterback, even with all his flaws, you know? And so, I mean, he's been to the Pro Bowl, and, you know, his numbers are out of this world.
Don't you remember it was a couple of years ago they had him ahead of Patrick Mahomes?
Right.
In the preseason.
Crazy,
which
was still.
But I'm just saying, that's how much they think of him.
Yep.
Like a lot of scouts and people, and I get it. Size-wise, Chris, he's the prototypical quarterback. Yep. He has a strong arm. Justin Herbert, I get why people salivate over him. Has he lived up all the way to that? No.
He came in, Rob, essentially like C.J. Stroud. I mean, he didn't lead his team to the playoffs, but I'm talking about just adjusting to the NFL right away. First game,
you remember that when Anthony Lynn,
lineup. Yeah, because Tyrod Taylor got stabbed by the trainer.
By the trainer or whatever it was, right. Did the trainer take his wallet, Chris, after he stabbed him? I'm just asking.
And, you know, he played against the Chiefs and played great, so... Yeah, I am with you in that the Chargers, I think, is the best job for him. There are some, and you probably heard it, Rob, there's some school of thought out there that Harbaugh is just kind of using the NFL to get, you know, a huge contract from Michigan.
Oh, obviously, there's no doubt. Money. There's no doubt that he wants to stick it to him because, Chris, it's not just the losing of the money. There's an ego thing that you came to me for a pay cut. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care what anybody says. Like, that hurts.
Nah, no doubt.
Right?
No
that doubt. Hurts.
No doubt. No doubt. So, we'll see. But so, who you got tonight? I do have Michigan. I think Washington could give them some problems. You know, this is a high-powered offense that could spread it out. And, you know, Michigan's obviously going to try to push you around. And they were able to push around Alabama, which is, you know, unusual. But Alabama was more, you know, they didn't have as much versatility, let's put it that way, as Washington. So I think it should be a good game. Rob, of course, my daughter went to Michigan, so I'm pulling for Michigan. But really, in these situations, Rob, I feel like you just won a good game. Because we've seen so many college football routes, right?
Where one team shows up and the other team's not prepared.
Yeah.
You remember when we were growing up or we were younger, that's what the Super Bowl used to be. The Super Bowl used to be
It was
awful.
Several years where
right?
it was just,
like,
I mean, you obviously had some good ones, but
there were a lot of blowouts where it was like, oh my God, like the Denver Broncos used to give up a 50-piece, right? Like a 50-piece.
Yeah, I mean, well, Dallas destroyed them, scored 50-something points. Washington destroyed them.
Right.
This was in the 80s, you know, in Elway. And Yeah, so you had some bad – that's – I mean, we saw one recently, Rob, with Seattle destroying Peyton Manning and the Broncos.
Yep.
It's just terrible when that happens. So yeah, we'll see what happens tonight. I got Michigan.
Who I got Washington. I got. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I know you just don't want Michigan.
No, I got the 40-year-old quarterback. I got the 40-year-old quarterback.
Right. He's up there. He's like 24, about right. to be 24.
Yeah, I got the 40-year. I'm going with the experience of the older of the older guy.
The old man. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Should this be, and do you think it will be, Jim Harbaugh's last game at Michigan, and where would you like to see him land in the NFL? Your thoughts next with Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Couple, I'm Chris, he's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. 877-99 on Fox as we all await the start of the NCAA championship game, the college football playoff between Michigan and Washington. Your thoughts on Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh? This could be his last game coaching the Wolverines. Should it be? And if so, where would you like to see him go? Your thoughts? 877-99 on Fox.
All right, here we go, Chris. Let's start with Drew in New Jersey. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Drew?
How's it going, Rob? How's it going, Chris?
Doing
great, man. How are you?
Not too bad. So I think I have a little bit opposite opinion of what people say if he wins, if he loses. I think if he loses, I don't think he wants to go through another rebuild because they have the oldest team there. You have Blake Corum, a senior, J.J. McCarthy is up for the draft. All their team is mostly seniors. I don't think he wants to go ahead and rebuild. Now, if he wins, I think he has the ego to want to repeat. I think this is how it's going to play out. I think that he's going to pass it on to Sherrone Moore. You have the first black coach in the history of Michigan football. I think that's going to, you know, make an easier transition. And they're going to give him a little criticism for not finishing the deal, but they're going to forget about it when he goes to San Diego or Los Angeles.
To Los Angeles. So you think Washington wins too?
No. I think Michigan.
Yeah, Sherrone Moore, I haven't heard, Rob. Is he the heir apparent? Or do you know anything, or have you heard anything?
I mean,
he obviously did a great job. They beat Ohio State.
I know he's good for Kleenex commercials. That's all I do know. Because he cried like a baby. What do you want? But
it was a big moment.
He cried like a baby, Chris.
Big moment. Oh, give him a mess. Sorry. It's a big moment. It's all right.
He was the black Dick Vermeil, Chris. We talk about it all the time. You remember when Dick Vermeil got old?
Oh, yeah.
And he used to cry about everything. Oh, my God. Like the drop of a hat, he was crying.
Yep, that was crazy.
Jerome in Charleston, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Romy?
We about to get Kronk up in here.
Uh-oh.
What's going on? So, I'm too old to be talking like that, but hey, that's how I feel.
I like the way you threw that in.
Hey, I haven't been this excited, man, since this girlfriend I used to have a long time ago used to call me up and ask me, am I coming this year? Man, I was about to do it so fast. You talk about watch me. And by the way, how dare y'all hold out on me? You didn't tell me Harbaugh's son is his special teams coach. I was doing some research over the weekend. I found out that, oh, really?
That's how they do. Belichick got his sons
all those
got
Andy,
in the mix.
Andy Reid, his sons were coaching with handcuffs, but they still was working for the team.
Yep.
Hey, we better not have a repeat performance of the special teams fiasco tonight, because if they do, it could be disastrous. No, Michigan going to win. No, Michigan better win tonight. Okay, they better win.
So if they don't win, and I agree, the pressure is on them. Don't you? I would agree with you there. But if they don't win, I mean, what's going to happen?
Nothing. It'll just be another. No,
but I agree with you, Rob, that the pressure's on them.
Not right.
I don't think there's any pressure on Washington.
Nobody expects Washington, Chris.
Right.
Really? Will you get your panties in a bunch or be mad at Washington if they don't win the national championship? No.
No.
I don't think you would.
No.
If Michigan does it, they'll be like, here's Michigan. All right.
Yep.
Jim Harbaugh was in another big game. Didn't win it. All right. That'll be the narrative, Chris. That'll be the narrative.
Nah, there's no doubt. The pressure is definitely on them.
Yep.
They're the bigger program. He's the bigger name. They're number one. I mean, it's just, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about that.
Yep. Gary in Houston, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Okay. First of all, Michigan does have a lot of championships. They all just came to pre-modern.
No, those championships don't count. I'm sorry.
I mean, that's why I threw it out. They do have some before 1948. Their last one, I think, was 48.
But, Chris, back then.
It's not modern football.
Yeah, it's not modern football, and people don't really look at those and count those.
Yeah,
I know they've been around longer. They've been playing football longer. But I doubt you could ask a lot of Michigan fans. They couldn't tell you what those championships were.
Yeah, nobody's really thinking. I get it. I mean, technically, yes. That's why I said it. The next last since 48,
and Chris, New York University used to win the college basketball championship too.
Right,
exactly.
I went to Oberlin and I just got to be honest, our football team was bad. So was our basketball team, but they used to play Ohio State.
That's what I'm saying. Back in the day, right,
the early 1900s, John Heisman went to Oberlin.
That's what I'm saying.
That's named after the Heisman Trophy's named after
him. He went to Oberlin, really?
Yeah.
They let anybody in.
They got something called the Heisman Club.
Wow.
Because of him. All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob here on Fox Sports Radio. Buffalo Bills man, Rob, they went from maybe out of the playoffs
unbelievable
to the number two seed. You got some splaining to do because you've been down on them all year.
I'm still down on them. No.
What? That's next. A couple Fox Sports Radio. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Draymond has what? He had a 4-year, $100 million.
He just signed the deal. Yeah. He just signed the deal.
He wasn't walking away.
I know. I mean, that's the whole thing.
I think Draymond generally, you know, is an honest guy.
But that's not fugazi, Chris. Oh no, I was going to quit. The commissioner, like, he begged me to stay in the league. Yeah, you're going to walk away from $100 million?
You figure some loophole out where you can get your money if you don't want to play.
Here's how much that money is that he's now getting with the extension. He was losing $150,000 a game.
A game
with this suspension.
Chris? And he's going to walk away from that?
Yeah, come on.
I don't care how much money you have in the bank. You'd be crazy.
Yeah, you got that contract. That's your money, man. Come on. No way. All right. Thank you, Steve. It's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. And let Express Employment Professionals help hire your next pro. Forget about posting jobs, sifting through resumes, and interviews with unqualified applicants. Move on up to the pros. Go to expresspros.com to find the location near you. That's expresspros.com. And now it's time for the Express Pros of the Week. The pro of the week goes to Deonte Hardy, Rob, of the Buffalo Bills. His 96-yard punt return proved to be the difference in Buffalo's 21-14 win over Miami to clinch the AFC East crown.
That was the game.
So, again, congratulations to Deonte Hardy. I agree. Like, Rob, I'm not sure.
They were dead in the water, Chris. They were dead in the water.
If he doesn't return that touchdown, that punt for a touchdown, I'm not sure they come back and win that game. Because Josh Allen, who he ran the ball fine all night, but he was horrible.
Chris, the two picks were to the defenders.
Terrible.
There was nobody around on both of them. I was stunned by that.
You're right. The first one was just, I mean, he wasn't even looking. He just threw it up. Right. And his man was nowhere near Gabe Davis. And you're right. The second one was a chuck. And here's the thing. That, like, was I impressed with the Bills, Rob? I was impressed with the Bills. Everyone except Josh Allen. And I'm a Josh Allen fan. Like, I think he's a very good player. I've compared him, like, this generation's Brett Favre. I didn't think Vic Fangio's John Elway comparison was off the mark. Like, I think this guy is very good. But, Rob, he is so inconsistent, it's ridiculous. And he will make plays to help you win, which he did. And he will make plays to help you lose, which he did. And even, Rob, at the end of the half, remember when he threw the ball to, they had like 11 seconds left, I think. He threw the ball to a teammate right in the middle of the field at the 1-yard line. And they didn't have enough time to clock the ball and get at least a field goal. So, Rob, between the interception, the first one, which came when he was at the 5-yard line.
Yep.
The second interception, which came when they were at Miami's 35, so that's going to be at least a field goal. It was 4th and 2. And the gaffe at the end of the first half where they ran out of time because he made a bad pass. And then the fumble, you know, I won't hold that against him too much. But, Rob, those three plays – I mean, he left at least 9 points on the field, probably more like 13, maybe 17 or 21. Like, it was, I mean, it's just too many points to leave on the field. But their defense is playing great. Their run game has been solid. And Josh, as you know, again, makes some boneheaded plays, but he also made some big plays that helped him win that game. So, this is Buffalo, Rob. There, you have no idea what you're going to get from them. They could go out there and I really believe they could. Their A game could be any team in the league, I think. But they don't often bring their A game, and they very often might, they just as easily might bring an F game or something.
Well,
they could beat anybody and lose to anybody.
That's why I'm not that high on them, because I agree with that. And I agree that Josh Allen is the reason why. And we saw that last night. And it worked out for them, Chris. And you could just – winning covers up everything. When you win – you don't even, I don't care what happened. I don't care about those interceptions. I don't care about that fumble. You could do that when you win. But if that comes back to bite you in a playoff game or circumstances and the turnovers, we saw that team with all that firepower and those players, Chris, lose to a pathetic Jets team after Aaron Rodgers was lost in four snaps. Okay? Yeah. Like, let's not forget that did happen.
Yeah,
and we've seen their moments in games and situations, so that's why I still don't buy into them. And if they get to the Super Bowl, I'll say I'm wrong. I don't see it. I'm not buying into it. They have gotten to Missouri status to me, Chris.
Well, and that,
they
got to
show me. They got to show me, because I don't buy into them.
Let's remember this too. I agree with you. Like, they are the ultimate I'll believe it when I see it team.
Right.
That's really what they are. Like, I'm not as down on them as you, but I get where you're coming from, and I'm close. I will believe it when I see it. And I think what's important, Rob, is, like, because of the way the season went, and at one point when they're 6-6, it actually is looking like they're not going to make the playoffs. Like, we should not change the expectations for this team. Starting this season, Rob, this was a team that was supposed to get to, or not supposed to, but for them, it was like Super Bowl or bust, right? Nothing else would qualify as a satisfying season unless they got to the
100%.
Super Bowl.
And now for people to act like they did something, they did something because they were underachieving and playing terribly. And now, so this is a team that a lot of people have always had in the mix. So now why are you looking at them going, oh, wow, look at what they're doing. Look at what they were able to do. No. They had to scratch and claw to even put themselves in this position. And this team, we talk about windows always. The window, Chris, how long does the window stay open?
I think for this group of players, and I think should be coaches, this is the last year. Now, Josh Allen's going to be there, you know, maybe for his entire career. I would imagine for his entire prime. And I think as long as he's there, Rob, I think the window, you know, is generally open. Like, you got your base, you got your hub quarterback, and you just build around him. But I agree, like, if they don't, let's say they lose in the first or even second round, then I think there's going to be a lot of changes there. And I actually think, like, to me, McDermott needs to at least get to the conference final. At least to the conference championship game. Like, so they've got Pittsburgh. They should beat Pittsburgh. TJ Watt out. Pittsburgh doesn't have a quarterback unless you're in love with Mason Rudolph all of a sudden. I get Mike Tomlin is a great coach, but Rob, they should beat Pittsburgh. And it's not gonna be a cakewalk. I'm just saying, if you're Buffalo, you can't lose to Pittsburgh.
Chris, they can't, if they lose to Pittsburgh, I mean, don't get on a plane. Or I mean, they're in Buffalo.
Like, what are we doing?
Like, seriously, Pittsburgh, I know they made the playoffs, and I just, that team, Chris, I got nothing. Like, they don't move me at all.
Their defense and heart and well-coached.
But they don't do anything for me.
Nah. And so there's that. Then they got Kansas City. As vulnerable as we've ever seen the Chiefs under Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. And, you know, look, I actually think I might pick Buffalo in that game if it happens. But again, I'll readily admit I have no idea, because I don't know what in the world Buffalo's going. Like, they could be play like one of the worst five teams in the league or one of the best two teams in the league. And I think their ceiling, Rob, like what they've shown me this year, their A game, I think, is higher than Kansas City's this year. But the question is, will they bring that A game? And I'm telling you, Rob, we cannot get – I'm warning Bills fans. And they honestly, I think Bills fans even understand this. Don't get blinded by the 5-game win streak. Because, first of all, the last three games, they really haven't played that well.
Right.
But the last year, Rob, they entered the playoffs with a 7-game win streak. And then we saw how bad they looked in the playoffs. Miami almost beat them with Skylar Thompson at quarterback. And then, of course, they did get beat by Cincinnati.
And then they just didn't – you remember the way that they went, it just didn't feel right when they went out of playoffs last year.
No, they – I mean, they were incredibly disappointing last year. So, and that was coming off a 7-game win streak. So, look, Buffalo is a wild card. And, Rob, I got to throw this at you quickly. I heard a great analogy. I don't remember who made it, but I was talking to somebody recently about and maybe it was even a call. I think it was a caller. It might have even been on our show. Yeah, it was on our show. He compared Josh Allen to Russell Westbrook.
Yeah. That I think was on that's our a show, good comparison. Right. Yeah, it was.
That's a good
That's
comparison.
Not bad. Yeah, I think that is right. Cause you, yep. But you don't know what you're getting.
All right. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Shekel City is next. Yeah, your boy had another great day in the pigs.
Thank you. Thanks for telling me.
4-1. No, me. I mean, you were.
I want winners.
I was 4-1. Yeah. All right. That's next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, live from the TireRack.com studios. NCAA college football playoff game underway. Michigan has the ball first. They've just started, so they're on their first possession. 0-0 the score. Shekel City is now.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, little Shekel City, here you go. I got Washington plus 5.5. I say not only do they cover the spread, they win the game. Washington plus 5.5. Harbaugh doesn't win another big game. That's my point. All right, here we go. NBA, Bucks minus 8.5. I'm going to take the Bucks tonight. I just forgot who they're playing. Hold on.
Bucks, they're playing Utah.
Utah, I'm taking the Bucks. And I'm taking the Clippers, too, to bounce back after losing. Did you see that ball bounce out for the Clippers against the Lakers?
That was a really good game.
Yeah.
Good, man, great win for the Lakers.
They needed it, Chris, desperately. Some people thought that Wachko would win by 30 because of the way the Lakers have played. Win. But I got the Clippers minus 4.5 tonight, Chris. So I got Washington plus 5.5. That's my best bet. Bucks minus 8.5. and the Clippers minus 4.5. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right, Rob. Trevor Lawrence and the Jacksonville Jaguars. My goodness, what a sorry ending to the season. And Trevor Lawrence in his third, just finishing up his third year now. Rob, lost his last five starts this year. Had 9 touchdowns and 10 turnovers in those last 5 games. And not a Pro Bowler. Team won't make the playoffs. Look, I'll give him that he was banged up, but he played. Remember, Baker Mayfield, Rob, was banged up his last year in Cleveland. He played through it.
And he got criticized through it.
Banged up. Yeah. Right. There. I mean, look, you play and, you know, you're out there playing, then, I mean, we will mention, you know, he's a little bit banged up, but you still are responsible for your performance. And he just hasn't played well of late, Rob. And really has, he was down in essentially in every category this year in passing for the most part.
Chris, they were 8-3 to start the season.
Yeah. So that means they finished 9-8, they finished 1-5.
They were 8-3.
He didn't
play, right?
He didn't even play, yeah. So
that's
where
incredible.
Are you at on this? I mean, he was I'm not saying he won't be good at some point, but he was the golden child. He was the Caleb Williams, right?
Chris.
The sure thing.
He can't miss. Like, wasn't it like the best prospect since Peyton Manning? Isn't that what they used to talk about?
Yep. Or at least Andrew Luck, if right? not Peyton Manning. Yep.
But of that ilk, everybody like, oh, what can he do? He's special, he's spectacular, he's this, he's that. That's what we were told. And we saw a little glimpse, but Chris, he has not been what he did not come as advertised.
No. And look, C.J. Stroud, he has to prove it. You know, you have to prove it again and again. Remember Justin Herbert, you said it a couple years ago. Some people thought he might be better than Patrick Mahomes, not you and me.
Right.
Some people thought that. And now he's kind of falling down a little bit. So C.J. needs to keep doing it. But right now, I mean, C.J. Stroud is a rookie, a team that, you know, wasn't expected to do anything, has been horrible over the last few years, a rookie head coach, and he gets them to the playoffs, Rob, and he is looking spectacular. Right now, Trevor Lawrence isn't even the best quarterback in that division. And, Rob, this first series, Michigan just ran all over Washington.
He was stopped at the line of scrimmage. Did you see that, though?
Yeah.
He was stopped at the – watch this. They don't wrap him up. Look, he's in the line right there, Chris.
No, I get it. Donovan Edwards just had a 41-yard touchdown rush.
And then there's nobody.
But they ran down the field on them. I mean, it was basically 3 yards in a cloud of dust on this series, except they were getting about 7 yards per pop.
Yep, we'll see.
And
it's just one drive.
You know, that's the tale of it right now, is that Michigan's just going to overpower them. But we'll see if Washington can match
we'll see.
Them up.
Let me say this about Trevor Lawrence, okay? Chris, 60 turnovers since 2021. That's the most in the NFL during that span. 39 picks, 21 fumbles. I mean, that's ungodly. We talk about Josh Allen. 60?
No, you're right. And he don't give you, obviously, the bang that Josh gives you.
Wow.
At least Josh is going to, you know, give you some great plays with those turnovers, you know what I mean, to make up for him. Look, we're not saying he's not going to be good. But so far, he hasn't been great by any stretch.
He hasn't been as advertised.
And, Rob, it just tells what you and I always say. Crapshoot's a little too much, but you just don't know. And a lot of these top quarterbacks, Rob, they're coming from programs. He was at Clemson, of course, where they got the best players around them. They only have to throw to the first or second option as a receiver, and they don't read and process like some of these other guys. All right, 2 hours left. Lock it!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.